This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. A court in East China has sentenced former top Chinese official Bo Xilai to life in prison for corruption. It's been one of China's highest-profile political trials in recent years. Media coverage of the court hearings transfixed the public with intimate details of murder, a love triangle, and lavish lifestyles. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the case could take down even higher-ranking officials and widen divisions over the country. Future direction.
Almost nobody writes songs in praise of Chinese politicians anymore. So this popular tune is an exception. It begs the government to give us back our Bo Xilai. Observers describe Bo as an exception, a maverick and a wild card, who President Xi Jinping apparently saw as a political threat. Many observers believe Bo's outsized personality led to his combative performance last month in court. Outside the courthouse, Bo's supporters heatedly defended him. Inside the courtroom, Bo rejected every allegation. He assailed the credibility of every witness against him, including his wife. Zhang Lifan is a Beijing-based historian. He says that Bo believes his status as the son of a communist revolutionary entitles him to make rules, not follow them.
In his mind, his family was one of the founders of this system, so he has no use for rules.
Towards the end of the trial, Bo dropped a bombshell. He told the court that his wife and his chief of police were involved in an extramarital affair. Stuck together like glue and paint, as he put it, this injected an element of human pathos and tragedy into the whole saga. Bo used this to deny involvement in his wife's murder of British businessman and family associate Neil Haywood, and his police chief's attempted defection to a U.S. consulate. The police chief testified that he had uncovered Haywood's murder, and he feared Bo wanted to silence him, and so that's why he sought asylum. Commentator Han Ping Zhao said he was stunned to hear Bo admit the humiliating details of the affair in court. Here, Han paraphrases Bo's argument.
Wang Lijun didn't try to defect because I slapped his face, or because I knew about the murder and tried to silence him. It's only because his illicit relationship with my wife fell apart that he tried to defect. So this proves that I didn't know about the murder.
Zhang Lifan says Bo is denying everything with an eye to his political future.
I think Bo has made a wager, and that is that the political situation will change, and that he will have a chance to stage a comeback.
Observers say Bo's case is politically sensitive because it suggests that China lacks a clear way to arrange political successions. Zhang Ming is a political scientist at People's University in Beijing. He notes that China does not want to elect its leaders, and it no longer has hereditary dynasties.
So the succession issue has been resolved by several big bosses who appoint successors. That works if the bosses have the authority. If they don't, then there will be dissent within the party. So politically, Bo is saying, I don't agree with your arrangements, and I'm going to use my own methods to fight for the top post.
The main question now is whether the purge that brought Bo down will be extended to his even more powerful patron. That man is believed to be ex-security czar Zhou Yongkang, but attacking him could be politically divisive. It would violate an unwritten rule that members of the ruling Politburo Standing Committee will not be investigated for corruption. And the government may face another problem in laying the Bo Xilai affair to rest if Bo decides to appeal the verdict. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.